friend like the lowly Jesus. I think that's 94, 95. Is that 95? Okay. 94.
Page 94.
Okay.
There is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None as good heal all our souls easily.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you are worthy. Savior, thou art worthy. Thou alone art worthy to be praised. Thou alone art worthy to be praised. Thou alone art worthy to be praised. Thou alone. If I give God my lifetime, He will take out of me. He will never, never let me down. I will give God my life. As I give God my lifetime, you will take out of me. You will never, never let me down. I will give you my lifetime. As I give God my lifetime, God will take out of me. He will never, never let me down.
Ashabagada.
We love you, Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you for life. Thank you. In Jesus' name. You may be seated. Give the Lord a hand. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 13. You can notice something that we're working with time, right? You notice that? We're doing everything fast. So, we want to see, no matter what it is, we can be out of here very fast. So that those who have been here the whole week, some people have been here from the whole week, they don't have to rush. They have to take their time to get back today. So that when they get back, it will not be too dark. Alright? You have to be considerate and think of people when you do the things you do. Amen. Amen. Matthew 13 from verse 3 to verse 9. I read 3, you read 4. I read 4, you read 5. Are you ready? And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Read verse 4. Upon stony ground where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. Verse 6. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. Verse 8. Verse 9 together. I want to go. He who hath ears to hear, let him hear. The battle of the seed. Don't forget, we are still in the Lion of Judah. This is Lion of Judah service. The battle of the seed. The battle.
cattle of what?
Of the seed.
He said, a sower went forth to sow. A sower was on a journey, he went to sow. Life is a journey. Until you treat life as a journey, you don't enjoy the dividends of life. Life is not a playground. Life is not a game. It's not a game. So many people treat life like a game. Listen to me. A game has a time frame. A game has a time limit. But life is continuous. Many people treat life like a game. That is why they get embarrassed. And they get disgraced and ashamed. Because life is not a game. Life is a journey. In Luke chapter 10 verse 30, the Bible said, a certain man took upon himself a journey. He went out on a journey. In John chapter 9, Luke chapter 9 verse 3, Jesus was speaking. He said, when I sent you out on a journey, when you went out on a journey, he said, this is a journey. It's a journey. In Acts chapter 9, if you read verse 3, he said, as Saul, who was later called Paul, as he journeyed to Damascus. Life is a journey. An encounter came on Saul because he took life as a journey. Am I speaking to somebody here? Am I speaking to somebody here? In Luke chapter 15 verse 13, concerning the prodigal son, he said he carried his substance and went on a journey into a far country. Life is not a game. Life is not gimmicks. Life is not chance. Life is a journey. You must be careful because anything you do on the journey of life has a capacity to wait for you. Life is a journey and we must treat life as so. The blessed be rare. The Bible says, a sower went out to sow. He went to sow seeds. In John chapter 12 and verse 24, Jesus said, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. When it dieth, it bringeth forth much fruit. What was the corn of wheat he was talking about? He said, except it fall to the ground and die. He was talking about himself. That except I die, I cannot bring forth much fruit. So if he used himself and his life as a corn of wheat, it means that you are the seed. The seed spoken of here, you are that seed that falls to the ground. And the battles, if you study your Bible, you discover the different battles that the seed encountered was what determined how they produced. Not all of us can bring hundredfold. Why? Because not all of us fall into the right soil. What you become in life is a function of where you fell into. Some of you, I don't think some of us, all of us, nobody wrote applications to be born in the family we are born into. That is where we fell into. Your battle in life today is because of where. It didn't say the seed. That sower planted it, the seed fell. The seed fell. This, just imagine, look at the kind of family you come from. A family of struggle, a family of hardship. Just imagine it, Queen Elizabeth, it was a family you fell into. Just imagine if you fell into the family of Bill Gates. Not that it was your father, not that it was your uncle. It may be your father's friend. Somehow there's something connected. Where did you fall? That's what determines the battle that you go through. The battle a man will experience. It is your placement, it is your planting that determines your placement. Where you are planted determines where you are placed. Where did you fall? The battle of your life and the battle of your surroundings. What you experience in life is because of where you fell into. Some of you will not be raising your hand to even walk if your father walked.
Some of you will not be lifting your hand to go through all the struggles you are going through. If your parents settle down, we live in a generation of irresponsibility where a man and a woman, when they enter the room, the first thing they do is to put their clothes, not to plan. Before you pull clothes, plan. Plan. As the woman leaves the house, she dresses well to look good for the man. As the man is in his house, he's planning to take off the clothes when she comes. Men are in a hurry to take clothes, they never wear them back. You don't see a man take a woman's clothes off. After everything, he wears back. He doesn't care. Why? No, but not planning. So they give birth to children who that they didn't plan for, they didn't prepare for. So at little age, I saw children who at the age of 6, they are already hawking. I know children who at the age of 7, they are already being used as house girls and house boys. Why? Not that they applied for that kind of life. That is where they fell into. Am I communicating there? Not that that's the life they applied for. Some of the insults you have gotten in your life, some of the embarrassment you have gotten in your life is because of where you fell into. If you fell into a right place, there are some people that will not dare to insult you. If you fell into a right place, there are some people that will not have confronted you. But because of where you fell into, some fell. 100-fold. 60, 30. So their productivity was on the platform of their planting. Their placement, please follow me, it's going to bless you. Their placement, Makoto Suprahadash. He said, as he went out, some fell. Rakato. Batu. In 2 Samuel chapter 11 verse 1, he said, now about the time when kings go forth to battle. Psalm 24 verse 7, verse 8 and verse 9. Psalm the Lord strong and mighty. And the Lord mighty, 24, 7, 8 and 9. Lift your head so you get. Who is that king? The king of glory. Psalm the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. In Exodus 15, if you read verse 3, he said, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. The identity of God is war. God is not nice. He's war. God is not nice. He's war. He's war. He's war. Anyhow you come to him, is how he presents himself to you. It took Joseph from the prison to the palace, but took Nebuchadnezzar from the palace to the forest. How you come to him? In 1 Samuel 17, if you read verse 47, David said, The battle is what? And he shall give it into our hands. Life is a battle. Life is not a funfair. So this seed, by reason of their transition, we discovered each of them went through a particular battle. We are going to examine them quickly. Then we begin to scatter. Are you ready to pray? 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 Everyone that is not ready to fight, die. If you don't want to fight, just take your life and go. Because battles are waiting for you. Isaiah chapter, let me show you. Isaiah chapter 9. Look here. Hold on before you write that. Hold on. How many of you have read this normal verse of scripture? Isaiah 9 says, for to us a child is born. Huh? Isaiah 9 verse 6, unto us a son is given. Before a child was born and a son was given, something happened. In Isaiah chapter 9 verse 5 to verse 6, it says every battle of a warrior is with confused noise. Garment rolled in blood. This shall be what? This shall be what? This shall be burning and fuel of fire. Then verse 6 says what? Unto us. What happened before the child was born? Fuel catch fire. Before the child was born, there was fuel of fire. Before the child was born, there was battle. Number one. Mama told me to be fast. That's not number one point, so I'm just telling you what she said. Don't go around. Number one, Mama told me to be fast. That's not. Some fell by the wayside. They didn't fall by the way. They didn't fall outside the way. They fell by the side of the way. They were not outside the way. They were not in the way. They were the side. You know what that describes? You are not in church. You are not out of church. You are an unbelieving believer. No, it's in the Bible. Jesus, no, let me show you. Jesus met a man, and the man said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. When I read that, I started laughing. He said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. If you have unbelief, how did you believe? He was an unbelieving. You fell! Was saying, when they fell, these are the kind of different faces that they show themselves. Once a man falls into certain seed, look at certain back into certain ground, look at certain battles he encounters. That is the life of the flesh. Philippians 3 verse 3. He says, I have no confidence in the flesh. In John chapter 6 verse 63, Jesus said, the flesh, the spirit quickeneth, and the flesh profited nothing. The words I speak to you. Romans 8:8 and 9, actually. Romans 8:8, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9, for he that hath not the spirit of Christ is not of him. The flesh, many have been bound because they are not in the way. They are not outside the way. What did this say happens to them? He said, when they fall by the wayside, what happens to them? The fowls of the air. The fowls of the air. The fowls of the air. When you fall by the wayside, you open yourself to the manifestation and the activity. That tells you, when you're a believer who is not serious, a believer who is a joker, a believer who is not ready for God, you open yourself to the activities of the fowls of the air. The manipulations of witchcraft. The manipulations of strange dreams. The manipulations of hell. The fowls! Please, just follow me quickly. The fowls of the air. I told you while I was ministering in the conference that a lot of people tell you that once you are born again, everything has been handled. Once you are saved, everything is handled. That we have discovered the cure for malaria doesn't mean mosquitoes have died. Can I repeat that? That we have discovered a cure for malaria. Can I shock you? Can I shock you? The cure for malaria doesn't kill mosquito. It kills malaria. Nobody's following me. What we handle is the effect. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. But the effect of the curse is what we are battling with. The effect of what your father did, he has delivered you, but there is a prolonged effect. I told you this lie. Man is a spirit, he has a soul, he lives in a body. He's a lie. You are not a spirit. You are of the spirit. You are not a spirit. Jesus showed us. He said, it's a spirit of no flesh and blood. Please, Ebo, because that's the way to greet now. Ebo, your neighbor, check if he's still flesh. I didn't say beep. Just touch your neighbor with the Ebo. Just touch it. Do you feel anything? Can you feel him? What do you feel? You didn't feel flesh. You felt bone. Am I communicating here? Am I communicating here? Am I communicating here? That there is abundance of food cultivated from the ground doesn't mean hunger stopped everywhere. There are altars that are manipulated. Let me show you something. Oh God, help me. One time God was talking to Abraham. Abraham, he said, come and count the stars. Count the stars. Abraham was trying to count the stars. God said, how dare you? Don't you dare. No one can number the stars. God was talking about Israel. God was speaking against getting Israel into census. That is why today you will see Israel, you know their location, but you don't know their number. There are Arabic Jews. There are American Jews. There are even Nigerian Jews. One name. I wish I was talking here. The covenant of God at that point established that don't ever number Israel. David became king. He was working on his own. All of a sudden, 1 Chronicles 21, one day, something told him to count Israel. What was that? A manipulation to react against what God has spoken. David began to count Israel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Anybody they count, die. Anyone they count, die. Anyone they count, die. Anyone they count, die. Anyone they count, die. Then he said, what is going on? Something manipulated him to react against the covenant. Powers are real. David screamed out to God. He said, Father, it was me that numbered, not these people. It was me that numbered Israel, not these people. Let me show you. One time, I told you the story of 30 men in Joshua chapter 9 who pretended they came from a far country. They came with dry bread. They came with empty water flask. They came with worn out shoes. They came with tattered clothes. They came looking so scattered because then Israel was possessing every nation they enter. When they enter your nation, they take over. They were not actually possessing people's nations. It was their own that people took. I'm coming back to that. I'm going to touch on that. And when they entered, these people came to Joshua out of sympathy. They said to Joshua, we came from far. Hey, our life is miserable. Oh, our life is finished. Please, when people come from far and they say they are stranded, what you give them is food, not promise. What you should give them is food. You don't start promising them, I won't kill you, I won't kill you, I'll protect you. The man is hungry, you give him food. Nobody's following what I'm teaching here. They said, Joshua, help us. They didn't ask for food. They said, promise us you will not kill us. A man who is hungry does not need promise. That's to let you know. Because, take your seat. When you are hungry, promise annoys you. Nobody's following what I'm talking about. You are hungry. Somebody's promising you, I will buy you a car. I will buy you. I said, my friend, get out. I am hungry. Handle the matter now. But because Joshua was manipulated, he promised them and even entered a covenant. After entering the covenant, he discovered that the people were his neighbors. They knew he was coming to destroy them. So they had to use that strategy. As he entered the covenant, he couldn't break it. Joshua found out. And Joshua said, you know what I will do to you people? I can't kill you anymore. But all your life, you'll be hewers of wood and drawers of water. You'll be helping us to tear and fell wood and to fetch water from the well. I can't kill you, but I will use you. Servants! Watch this. One day, covenant was entered for generations. One day, Saul sat down. Saul looked at Israel. He discovered they needed to conquer more land. Those people that did that to Joshua were called the Gibeonites. And Saul entered. He needed to collect their land to extend to Israel. He killed the Gibeonites. Forgotten that a covenant was entered by Joshua. After Saul did that, when Saul sat on his throne, he began to hear voices. A king was moving from place to place. Voices. A king became possessed with evil spirit. Voices. He was so bad that he had to hire David to be playing keyboard for him so that the voices can subside. The voices would not subside. He was moving from cave. That was why you could hardly see Saul on the throne. He was changing. Because every time he sits on that throne, voices. The voice of the people he killed. The blood of the people he killed. So in 2 Samuel 21 from verse 1, there was famine for 3 years. David prayed. David fasted. David did everything. This was many years after Saul had died. And David said, God, what is this? Who did I offend? And God says, not because of you. It's because of Saul and his bloody house. He killed the Gibeonites, forgetting that a covenant was entered by Joshua. You see spiritual matters? A covenant was entered by Joshua. And he asked, meaning, for that 3 years there was scarcity. The Gibeonites in Israel knew the cause, but they kept quiet. Nothing as painful as somebody close to you to know the reason you are suffering, but says nothing about it. When the root of your problem is your prayer partner. And they were quiet. As soon as David called them, he said, what shall I do? They said, give us Saul's grandson, 7 of them. We want their head. If we can get their head, Saul said, I will bring them to you. But he spared Mephibosheth. Meaning, as soon as Saul did what he did, the Gibeonites knew why Saul and Jonathan died in one day. They knew, but they kept quiet. The Gibeonites knew why Mephibosheth was lame, but they kept quiet. The Gibeonites knew why David took the seat from Saul, because they knew Saul had broken covenant. Life is spiritual. Life is spiritual. I wish I was talking to somebody here. Once you fall by the wayside, you open yourself up to the manipulations and orchestrations of hell. You open yourself up. I told somebody, I said, you go to a ministry where they say spiritual warfare is not real. He said, yes, sir. I said, why are you not married? I said, why are you in your late 40s? Why are you single? Why? Something is fighting. You must be rebelliously stubborn, arrogantly angry to respond. Number two, I don't have time. Let's just move on. Something by the wayside. Who is ready to pray? Nobody's calling. Who's ready to pray? When words are pronounced, look at Canaan. You know this. The promised land is called the land of the Canaanites. That's the promised land. Right? How did it happen? Noah caused his grandchild. The grandchild of Noah was Canaan. Because the son saw his nakedness, so Noah now said, he didn't curse the father. He caused his son. Since you did this to me, your father, your son will do something also to you. He caused the son. Can I shock you? As soon as he caused Canaan, Canaan was displaced. People began to enter into Canaan, taking their place. That was why God told them they will go back to go and possess their land. It was their own before people took it. Oh, shaka patalaya sata kata pata shaka. It was their land, but a man used his mouth to remove them. Okay, let me show you. Moses was not a man who was good with records, because he will know that it was not only Reuben that Jacob cursed. He cursed Simeon and Levi. He said, habitations of cruelty. He said, let me not be found among them.
He said they killed a man in their anger. But Levi was that tribe that brings to the priest. Levi took care of Moses. Levi maintained Moses. When Moses was reversing curses, he did not reverse Simeon. Go back to Deuteronomy 33. Simeon ceased to exist. Simeon left the map of Israel. Till date, nothing like Simeon. Because Moses only blessed Levi that offered to him. There is nothing like the tribe of Simeon till today. Because a father cursed them. And they were obliterated from the face of the earth. Did they play with words? They are playing with words? When a man wants to redirect your life, it's just for him to say something. And for you to get back direction, something has to be said also. And that's why I tell people not to be intolerant with negative words. When people say things that are negative before they land, push it back. Number two, let's just move on. I have so much, but I'm just working with time. Number two, some fell on where? Stony ground. Stony. Don't forget, God says he will take away the heart of stone and give us the heart of flesh. Stony ground speaks of character and attitude. Character! Character, attitude, character. No affliction can come on anyone except there is a character. In John 14 verse 30, Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh, he has nothing in me. Character is the prophecy of your future. You behave determines what you become. No drunkard started drinking from a glass. They started with a drop. Nobody started smoking weed from a wrap. They were smoking leftovers they found on the floor. Nobody started as an armed robber. They started as pickpocket. Character. Your attitude, your emotional reaction. I read something, they arrested, you know, several countries of the world now are doing self-quarantine. They are staying indoors. So the whole of Italy, America, they sent me a picture of Times Square this morning. I was shocked. Everywhere is clear. There was a man, an elderly man, almost 75. They arrested him outside. The Italian police said they should arrest him. They said, he said what? He said his wife's character is worse than coronavirus. He said he cannot stay. They should arrest him. He said he cannot. He said, this woman, you want me to stay? He said, no, that's, he said he always goes out and come late. Now they say everybody should stay indoors. They should arrest him. He says, hey, thank you. It's better I'm quarantined than to be in the same house. I laughed, my phone fell. He said, Italian policemen started laughing. He said, my wife's character is his wife. Not my wife. He said, his wife. His wife's character is worse than. You see, attitude? Some people, you can't stay with them. It's either they nag you or they knock you. Either they nag you, a woman that will first hit the husband. If I say, I'm sorry, I can't control it. You will control your load to your father's house. You can't control your hands, you will control your load. I don't believe in divorce. But I believe some women to learn, they must first go back to where they are coming from. To rest for a while. I'm against divorce. But instead of two people to die, let someone go where he's coming from. I believe in that. There are some people who have cancer. I gave the man money. As he puts, not all are things. Few clothes. escort her to mommy, because it's obvious that she didn't learn character from mommy. Let mommy now teach her for 1 month. The things she should have learned before, she was in a hurry to go to fellowship campus. Campus fellowship. She was in a hurry, so let her learn. In my office, she grabbed the man in front of me. Liar! Liar! And I turned to my hand, drawer, money, transport, go home. And I said to him, as I have been running every day, she begged. She began to compose prayer for me and the husband. She will compose prayer. God bless the eye that read this text from my mother's house. God bless the eyes that read this text. Your going out is blessed. Your coming in is blessed. The husband followed his own to me. I followed my own to him. The man said, is this my wife? As I told you, God is on the throne. Something is happening. Don't give up on anybody. I was softening his heart on the other end so that his eye will not be outside to go and see a kwasha. Pastors know what kwasha is. So I was softening his heart. I was talking to him. Then I would, when she got, I pretend. When this lady came back, she was sweeping. I mean, she'll be sweeping and be singing, good morning, Jesus. Good morning. The husband said, hey, my wife. There are some people that will not. Jesus learned obedience through the things he suffered. Some people cannot learn until they suffer. When God gives you a man who marries you and loves you, blesses you, you now think that that's how men are. Until you meet a man who will quarrel with you for not quarreling. You just wake up in the morning. You wake up, look at you. Say, you are just happy. You are just happy, happy, happy. There's something you are hiding from me. Why are you happy like this now? He said, no, my husband, just think of what. He said, like, you didn't think of anything. You are living this out. Don't you tell me why you are happy. You wake up, you are quiet. Look at you. You can't greet. You say, Mama, I just wake up. You are rude. You are going. These are men. They are not. They don't have blood. What controls them is battery. Battery. Once they oppress in the village, play. That's how they start. When you see them in anger, they are playing fast forward. You see them in anger. Character is the foundation for destiny. When character is corrupted, destiny is disrupted. You can't behave it and not become it. That thing you are practicing now is what you will soon become. Am I talking to somebody here? You cannot. No, sir. No. You can't work in Leventis and get salary from Julius Berger. You can't work in Auchipoli and get salary from Univen. No. Character is the foundation for destiny. Stony ground. Look at Gehazi. Gehazi, you can't get the two. Double portion or leprosy. Choose one. He made a choice. Adam, what do you want? Adam and Eve, what do you want? The fruit or the garden? Character. He said, guess what? He said, fell on stony ground. And when they ate, what is earth? Earth is life. When you fall on stony ground, life will talk to you. Life will tell you something. When you are stubborn, you are rude. People come to church and they still fall, not knowing that Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, he said, you have come to the innumerable company of angels. Before you came here, angels were here. As you are collecting somebody's phone, they are seeing it. As you are collecting money from the altar, they are seeing it. As I'm even talking now, in your mind, you are thinking of something else. They are seeing it. Look at his face, sir. Let him preach and let us leave this place. They are seeing it. Am I communicating? Character! I can tell you what character has done. Someone in this church was in a certain department. Service we finish, they bring offering. Offering is not, I'm not interested in offering. Mama can tell you, I am not interested in offering. But I believe offering should run the church, not run me. If they take something, it should run the church. Don't come to me. You are not paying me, you are not paying my wife. So what you raise should run the church. They were taking offering, taking time. I will still be paying for things. Paying for, I will say, what is going on? I prayed. This guy, I noticed some choir members after service, some of the alto and soprano. They will go to his house, 10, 15. They are coming back with carton of Fiber Life, carton of juice. Some were paying school fees for people. He was giving the They'll come and be thanking, say, God has done it. Who gave you? They'll call his name. This guy was not working. He was head of one department here. Until one day, the Lord told me, say, call him. While we were talking, I saw his belt, the head of his belt. I said, I like your belt. As I just shook the belt, money fell from the belt hole. I said, what is this? I shook the belt again, another money fall. I could lose them. When I look the best, money fell. ATM, thank you. I heard his hand. I said, come here. I noticed he was drawing his leg. As I go check shoe. As I opened his leg, my tight was under. It was like 80,000 then. He put shoe on top. Put money. I lose his stocking. We naked them all. We open his stockings. Open everywhere. See money. I sat down. I said, the truth about my life is this. Even if you keep person, tell me. If you tell me, we will handle it. Do not lie. I said, when did this start? He said, 3 years. I began to cry like a baby. But today, you know what I'm talking about. Today, his life is like this. You God, you know what I'm talking. His life, when I look at, I have given money. I have prayed. God said, there's nothing you can do about it. He didn't hurt you, he hurt me. Took my money for 3 years. That's what God told me. Character. I forgave him. I drew him back. I did everything. No matter what I do, back to square one. Am I happy? No! Character. I got from that day. My wife asked, what's going on? I said, I can't talk. All the sisters, in fact, some, we told some come for prayer. I said, everything. I beg him. I went there. He gave me. I talk. About 7, 8 of them, as I speak to you, are married. No children. About 3 or so husbands have driven out. I know what the root cause is. It was Fiber Life they drank. School fees, they because of ordinary Fiber Life, you are barren. I know what happened. Character does not hide. Does not hide. If you're in this church and now you don't have sense, to get sense will be hard for life. I'm being sincere. Someone did something and said they should ordain him. I said I will never ordain him. Dean begged me. Everybody was begging me. I went on my knees. The Holy Spirit said, don't ordain him. After ordination, you will know who he really is. God said, don't. He begged, he wrote, he did everything. People beg. The Lord said, don't. He has a bad heart. Today I hear all the nonsense he's posting on social media. I called him and said, can you see what I told you? He's digging his grave because nobody offended you. You wanted ordination. If I had to ordain him, if he had rebelled with a title, these things don't hide. Once you start, people don't change, they change color. That's why I say, so a young man wants to marry a girl in courtship, she's insulting you. You are going ahead. She will not stop insulting you even if when she enters the marriage, she will only reduce it. Those are signs. Don't go ahead. I'm wasting time. Let me just. When you see fathers advising you, when I was younger, my father is talking to me, I'll just get angry. I beg. But when I became a father, it's now I know. Yesterday, my father in the Lord called me. I finished the birthday service. I went upstairs. My father in the Lord called me. He said, "Oh boy, let me bless you." There was something he said. I almost started laughing inside the prayer. He said, "Lord, as he has come to this age, all those stubbornness that won't make him listen when he was younger." I almost started laughing, but I had to say, "Amen." He said, "Let it pass with the past." So within me, I said, "Which stubbornness did Baba notice?" Because then I would say, "No." He said, "John." I said, "No, Baba. This country, we will start everywhere." He said, "Don't worry. Very soon you will stop. It's the age." Somebody posted to me recently. Can you imagine? They want to rehabilitate some Boko Haram. I said, "Which one am I? Am I Boko Haram? Am I rehabilitation? How does it concern me?" Let them rehabilitate you. Because some people in this country are not ready for change. So let them continue. In fact, if the Bible want to talk to themselves, I'll vote for him. Say they want to suffer. Let them suffer. When they come after you, these are the people that will go support them to insult you. I've not been talking. Can you see how my life is sweet? No problem. Getting younger. Let them. We will survive. And let those who are fighting themselves be fighting. But if you touch the church, we'll respond. That's why we are defenders of the body, not the nation. Am I communicating here? When fathers, we sit down, we say, "Don't marry this person." And now they say, I'm wicked. Kingsley, they say, "Me wicked." You marry somebody, I warned you, you left church 7 years later, you come back. Me, I'll take you care of your children. I won't do that. Please, I want to narrate something. I want you to judge. Somebody was posting this about me. I'm evil, I'm heartless, I'm wicked. I want us to judge this matter. Then let's see who is wicked. She was a student at Polytechnic. She went and got pregnant. The boy denied her. She cried. Her parents denied her. She cried and cried and cried. What do we do? The baby's already here. She can't stop at school. I was giving her money monthly to take care of herself and the baby. Money for rent every year. The baby was a year plus. She got pregnant again. Wait! For someone else. She came. That one also, if I don't want this driver, that one beat her in the hospital. She cried, 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 cried. Came with two people. I screamed, screamed. And you know me. After. I continued. I doubled what I was giving her. In fact, I was even hearing rumors in town that for me to be taking care of them, I must be the father of the children. So I did not just take care of them, I was getting insults. I kept quiet. Oh, have you seen what I've heard? Who in this church remembers one light-skinned lady that got pregnant, that was coming to the gate? Say, "Apostle, see your picking. Gate here, gate." In fact, one day she came to my house. To my gate, and I said, "Apostle, you will not come and collect your child." Ah, you know what I've been through? My boy said they will beat her. Until when she ran mad, the father of the child came to collect her. They came back and met and were begging. How many people can you call back? And ask God, of all the madness, there are politicians, there are mad people. Why is it my gate that this idiot came to? Church gate, house gate. There are some things you pass through and nothing shocks you. There's anything I know. She ran mad. This girl got pregnant again. So after everything, they begged, I think of her. She finished ND. She could not go for IT. When you finish your ND, there's a compulsory 1 year IT and under 2 years. She stayed back. As she got her HND form, I wasn't seeing her again. She got pregnant again. And this time I said, go to hell. And now, well, years back, we're posting wicked, heartless man. No care in that church. Ladies and gentlemen, judge this matter. Eh? The matter has judged itself. Okay. So, because why? Some people think they can use people. So you open your leg, there's somebody ready to collect the fruit of your womb. You open your leg, somebody ready to collect the fruit. The third one! I said, you are a stupid girl. You are a very stupid. One mistake, two mistakes. This time, you are a stupid person. And you cannot learn when you are pampered. You need to suffer. Am I communicating here? Character! Why? He said, they are that character. He said, because they did not have roots. Without roots, you can't bear fruit. When you are smoking, you are indirectly inviting cancer. They tell you, don't take what's too sweet. You say, no, you are jamming it. You are inviting diabetes. Am I talking to somebody? Number three, I want to just pray. I've taken too much time. The thoughts fell on where? Eh? Thorns. Thorns are afflictions. Afflictions. Because they pierce the seed. In Lamentations 3, verse 1, the Bible says, I am a man who has seen affliction. In Psalm 132, if you read verse 1, it said, the Lord remembered David and all his afflictions. Popular verse, Psalm 34:19. Many! Ashakato barikataya. I make a decree upon this mountain. Every affliction in your life, everything that looks like a spell, a divination, an enchantment, a necromancy, a stargazing oppression around your life, its effect is broken.
Amen.
I said the effect is broken.
Amen.
It's broken.
Amen.
It's broken.
Amen.
It is broken.
Amen.
Come on, affliction. I can't hear you. Take your seat. My Bible tells me in Jeremiah chapter 8, from verse 20 to 22, he said, the summer is ended, the winter is past, yet we are not saved. In other words, it appears like it's the end of the season, and we are not saved. In other words, others have invested something, but we are not saved. Others have gotten a testimony, but yet I don't have. Others have arrived at the place of greatness, yet I have not arrived. Verse 22 says, but is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? In Acts chapter 7 verse 10, the Lord delivered him from his affliction. Hear me and hear me well. Whatever is an arrow fired to your life, oh kapatisho kataya, whatever is an arrow fired into your body, that arrow and its effect break today.
Amen.
Take your seat. Let me round up.
You need to get this message. You need to what? Get it. Get it. As you begin, you see, listen, anything God tells you is what he has already done. Anything God says is what he has done. God finishes before he starts. He finishes. That's why all the promises of God are in past tense. Okay, Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created. Has he created it then? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He had already finished it before he went to start it. He finishes everything. Before Adam fell in the garden, Jesus already died. Revelation 13 verse 8 says, "It is the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world." That was where after Adam fell, fellowship was not broken. God still came in the cool of it. It was Adam's mouth, his admit of guilt was what broke fellowship. And God even asked him, "Who told you?" If fellowship was broken, God would still come at the cool of the day because the blood was already shed. That was why what God did when he covered himself with leaves, God had to kill an animal. Signify what he has done that he will still do. God killed an animal to cover him. How do I explain? Listen, God told Abraham in Genesis 15 verse 30, he said, "Your seed shall be in a land for so and so years, and I will take them out." He had already done it before they would enter into bondage. So when God tells you, by this time next year you have a child, the child is already released. The spoken word is coming now to bring to your hand what has been released before you were born. All you have to do is to just follow him. Can I shock you? When they brought the water pot in John chapter 2, when they turned the water, it was still water. But it was already wine. Until he entered the hand of the governor, what had been done was not done. And the reason was that somebody needed to serve it, to empower that service brings sweetness. When you serve, stand up. Be on your feet, let me close. Be on your feet. Some fell on good ground. That's going to be our last prayer. My life will become a good ground. What is a good ground? A ground that is void of wayside. A ground that is void of thorns. A ground that is void of stony grounds. That's a good ground. Fowls of the air. I'm going to pray. Do you know in Genesis 15 when Abraham was sacrificing, the Bible says it came to the time of the evening sacrifice that the fowls of the air came on the sacrifice. Abraham came and chased them away. Abraham confronted witchcraft. Fowls of the air. I'm going to pray against the fowls of the air. Am I communicating here? Anything you see Satan do today, he copied from God. God's original. Satan's assignment is to counterfeit it. So look for what God has done original and counterfeit it. Like China. I was telling somebody, I said, China manufacture anything. Now, you see COVID-19. We have to pray. If you are not careful, they will do COVID-19 plus. Are you ready to pray?
Lift your right hand. Say, my father, my father.
My father, my father.
I can't hear your voice.
My father, my father.
I can't hear your voice.
My father, my father.
I can't hear your voice.
My father, my father.
As I begin to pray.
As I begin to pray.
I engage in battle.
I engage in battle.
Against the fowls of the air.
Against the fowls of the air.
Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
In this life and destiny.
In this life and destiny.
Every orchestration of witchcraft.
Every orchestration of witchcraft.
Catch fire.
Catch fire.
Baragwa da shite.
Eko tubelete. Eko akasamelia. Eko tubelatekaya. Eko tubelia.
There's a prayer I'm going to lead you to pray. And this prayer is very important. Very important. Because this is what destroyed Judas. Hardened heart. Hardened heart. Hardened heart. And you see, when you find people whose hearts are hardened, don't waste your time. That's why Jesus did not waste his prayer. He only prayed for Peter. Because he had prophesied on Judas. You are the one to betray me. That's the most direct prophecy that should change somebody's mind. Say, you are the one. He said, I know. This money is more important to me. His heart is hardened. And that's why what the devil does is to, the Bible says their heart has been seared with hot iron. There's nothing you say. There are people, let them see 20 dreams of warning. They still do what they want to do. Let them see an instruction. Let God communicate to them indirectly and directly. They still do what they want to do. Your heart. Jesus himself was very careful. John 2:24, the Bible says in John 2:24, he did not commit himself to men. Because he knew men. People are not reliable. That's why it's called human beings. In America, rice is rice. In Ghana, rice is rice. In Asia, rice is rice. But beans, it can be akara. It can be moimoi. It can be change. So it's not human rice. It's human beings. Beans is not stable. Are you following what I'm saying? Lighten my heart. Give me a responsive heart. Give me a responsive heart. Lighten my heart. Give me a responsive heart. A heart that is quick. Is apt. Do you know, pastors? Those of you are here. Can I teach you something? In leadership, how you know people don't waste your time correcting them? When you are correcting them, they are explaining.
Can I please say something? Just keep quiet, don't talk. Or some are correcting them, they are shaking their head. Don't bother. You're advising somebody and it's making emotional expressions. Hi. Hi. Don't waste your time. That's a deep mind. What you are saying is not making sense. They are going to do what they want to do. And can I surprise you? People's hearts are hard, they always regret. Always regret. Hardened hearts. Rebellious spirits. Kaparada bayabash. Lighten my heart. Make my heart responsive. Open your mouth and begin to talk to God.
Lord, make me pure in heart.
Hallelujah.
Make my life faithful and true. That when men look at me, it's your righteousness they see. Lord, make me pure in heart. Lord, make me pure in heart. Make my life faithful and true. That when men look at me, is your righteousness they see. Lord, make me pure in heart. Lord, make me pure in heart. Make my life faithful and true. That when men look at me, if your righteousness they see, Lord, make me pure in heart. That when men look at me, it's your righteousness they see. Lord, make me pure in heart. I am not afraid. I know I'm not alone. Wash me by your blood. Wash me by your blood. I am not ashamed. I know I'm not alone. Wash me by your blood. Wash me by your blood. Lord, make me pure in heart. Make my life faithful and true. Make my life faithful and true. Now when men look at me, it's your righteousness they see. Lord, make me pure in heart. I am not afraid. I know I'm not alone. Wash me by your blood. Wash me by your blood. I am not ashamed. I know I'm not alone. Wash me by your blood. Wash me by your blood. Love. me your impact.
Make my life faithful and true.
Make my life faithful and true.
When men look at me,
when men look at me, your righteousness they see. Lord, make me your impact.
And when men look at me,
with your righteousness they see.
Lord, make me
pure
in heart. Make my heart flexible. When he said, whoever shall be like this little child, was not the size. Was not the size or the height, it was their heart. Look at this. Look at this. When you stand like this before God, doesn't see your face, see your heart. You are your heart. You are your heart. 1 Samuel 16 verse 7. Man look outwardly, but God looks the heart. When you dress, man looks at you. I'm standing now, you are seeing a suit. You are seeing a tie and a shirt. No, God is seeing a heart. How flexible your heart is. Are you somebody that can be spoken to and your heart is soft enough? You can take the counsel. He that is off to reprove, yet hardeneth his neck, shall die and shall be without remedy. That's why if you see every king in Israel, whoever became big and great, they had many counselors. Even if you went to school to study government, as a governor, you see a special advisor. Even if you study political science, you understand the art. Science is an art. So political science means the art of politics. Meaning you went to study politics, you still get there, you still need an advisor. In Nigeria today, there are SA. In fact, the SA has an SA. SA has PA. There's special advisor, there is senior special advisor. There's special assistant. Someone in the north, a governor, had 2,000 aides. They use that to settle people. All the boys, just take them up the street, give them one title, one big title and one car. Alright? But you need counselors. God spoke to Moses, to Solomon. As soon as the Lord spoke to him, the Bible says, and Solomon left and got himself counselors. I was confused. How can a man who just heard God still be getting counselor? God said, yes. The proof that you heard me is that people can talk to you. Can you pray concerning your heart? One more time. Give me a flexible heart. Take away this heart of stone. Lord, remove a stony heart. Remove stony heart. Remove stony heart. Give me heart of flesh. Carry out an operation in my heart. Give me the heart of flesh. Pastors especially. Pastors have stony hearts. Pastors, stony hearts. Stony hearts. Leaders have stony hearts. Workers in church have stony hearts. Heads of department, coordinators, they have stony hearts because they are close to corridors of power. Judas was keeping the post. He knows when Jesus will say, bring money for this, so why would he respect him? He has every reason to react. Stony hearts. Talk to your father. Father, we will love you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your prayers are answered.
Amen.
Mighty man of war, Lion of Judah, we bow down.
Lion of Judah,
Lion of Judah,
We bow down.
We bow down and worship,
and worship you. I pray for you. May the heavens be open. God give you an overflow. In Jesus' name. Take your seat. Clap your hands for Jesus. Sit down, sit down. Mr. Speaker, come over. You are the Speaker of the Dead Justice out of Assembly. God bless you. Bless you, sir. Come and do what only you can do. Yahweh! Yahweh! Wait. Father, we bless you. Who walks in the restaurant around here? Who walks in the restaurant around this spot? Who? You walk in the restaurant. Come. Compass, compass. Yahweh, come and do what only you can do. Lift your hands. Let me pray with you. God is going to send you help. Who is Solomon?
My husband, sir.
Is your husband? Can I pray with you? Father, in the name of Jesus, this year, make her laugh. God say, Isaac is coming. Isaac is coming. Isaac is coming. The Lord is going to remember you. It's Helen.
Yes, sir.
Helen.
Yes, sir.
Your name is Helen.
Yes, sir.
God is going to remember you. Something happened yesterday. I was seated when they were having a dinner. And I just saw something in a flash. Just came in a flash. The Lord told me something. And I was a little bit shocked. He said, son, there is a lady that will be in the service. I was in praying. They were rendering, what's this guy's name? That was Joel. Philip Joel was the one singing. When the Lord said, there's a lady that will be in the service. The Lord said that this lady is married. And he said, the lady doesn't have a child. He said, but the husband got three women pregnant. Three, not one, not two, three. And God says he's going to remember her. The husband got three women pregnant. If you are that lady, stand up. Is it you? Is it you? Kneel down there. Father, in the name of Jesus. Take it. Take the camera off. Take the camera off. Stop that. There are some cases you don't put camera on somebody's face. There are some cases you hear, you don't put camera on somebody's face. Alright? Take the camera off. Junior prophets, do that. Major prophets, don't embarrass people. Don't put camera. Woman, the Lord said he will answer you. He will surprise you. The Lord will surprise you. Someone has a child, 14 years. That child is 14 years, and you are crying for another one. You have a child that is 14 years, and you are crying for another one. Where are you? You are from Cotonou. Cotonou. You have a child that is 14 years, and you are asking for another one. Don't bring her out. Don't bring her out. Don't bring her out. We don't have time. Don't worry. God said this is a morning of fruitfulness. Anyone crying for a baby or asking God for a baby, stand up. Stand up. Stand up. You are asking for a baby. Stand up. When I start praying, if you do not want a child, close your mouth. Don't go and say amen and get yourself in trouble. As you say amen, your wife will take him. So if your wife is by you and you know she says amen recklessly, cover her mouth now. Father, I speak fruitfulness for these ones in the name of Jesus. Carry your babies this season. The yoke is broken. Medical yoke broken. Foundational yoke broken. May the hand of God remember you. May God surprise you. May God do for you what you cannot do for yourself. Your time has come. Wave your hands to the Father. Wave your hands. Wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it. Wave it, wave it. Wave it, wave it, wave it. Wave it, wave it, wave it, wave it. Wave it, wave it. Your fruitfulness is confirmed. In Jesus' name. I have said it that this is not a normal service. I want us to leave on time. Clap your hands for Jesus. Clap your hands. If you have your seed faith, get it out. If you came late, you've not dropped your tithe, get it out. If you came with a prophetic seed, get it out and cast it on the altar. You came with a seed to connect to the grace here, cast on the altar. Then all my partners, come with your seed. The Lord bless you. Come with your seed. Get me mine. All partners, come. We want to work with time so that those who came from out of the country and those who came from other states can return. Thank you, Father. If you have came with your tithe, cast it over there.
My Father, every way I've traveled down, your angels came here before me. You made your light to shine in my darkness. I am waiting for that day when I bow before your throne and lay.
Hosanna,
blessed be.
Blessed be. blessed be.
Blessed be the rock
of my salvation.
Listen.
We are not taking our offering. We are going to take our general offering. Okay, so don't come here to drop the offering. You can drop it in your seat there when we take the general offering. Amen. Let's be upstanding. We are going to the service. I promise you, in 1 hour, 30 minutes maximum, you won't know when time will fly. It's going to be a blessing. Lift up your seat faith and prophesy on it. Let the hand of God prosper you. Prophesy on the seat faith. It is blessed. In Jesus' name.
My eyes have seen, my ears have heard, my mouth will testify the goodness of God. My eyes have seen, my ears have heard, my mouth will testify the goodness of God.
My eyes have seen, my ears have heard, my mouth will testify the goodness of God.
Oh, of the day. Oh yeah, 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 oh yeah,
Chioma. Somebody say Chioma. Somebody say Chioma. If you say Chioma, he gonna lift you. If you say Chioma, he gonna bless you. If you say Chioma, he gonna lift you. If you say Chioma, Father, I come. If you say Chioma, Father, believe in him. If you say Chioma, Father, I go see him. If you say Chioma, your life for my mama, prosperity my mama, your wife for my mama, your house for my mama, your voice for my mama. Chioma, Chioma.
If you can shout, celebrate yourself. Yes, the hour has come. A radiant welcome to everyone present here on this great occasion to celebrate the birth of our father, a renowned preacher, President, founder, President, founder of Mega Fire Ministries worldwide. Please celebrate grace. Without wasting time, to all dignitaries present here, we say welcome. And we have some other dignitaries who are supposed to be here, but they're not here right now, but they actually sent their better wish to the restoration apostle. Please watch. And we have Nigeria, His Excellency Dr. Goodluck Ebele Jonathan.
Today, I celebrate with you, your family, members of Omega Fire Ministry across the world, and the Nigerian clergy on your birthday. Apostle, you have been a worthy example of a believer in faith, in doctrine, and in charity. You have also distinguished yourself as a man of strong devotion, who is steadfast in the task of reconciling men to Christ and offering hope to many. Had plans to be in Aoshi, Edo State, for your birthday celebration, but due to unforeseen circumstances, I am not able to attend as earlier communicated. I celebrate you and pray that the God of all grace, who has called you into his apostleship, will strengthen and sustain you in the paths of truth, righteousness, glory, and honor. Happy birthday, Apostle Johnson Suleiman.
It might also interest you to know that we have a goodwill message from the President of Nigeria, His Excellency President Muhammadu Buhari. Listen as I read it out. President Muhammadu Buhari sends warm felicitation to Senior Pastor and General Overseer of Omega Fire Ministries International, Apostle Johnson Suleiman, on his birthday, congratulating him for a life of service and dedication to God and humanity. President Buhari rejoiced with all family members, friends, and associates of a spiritual leader who continues to resonate. The President felicitated the Christian community and all congregants of Omega Fire Ministries, praying that the Almighty God will continue to sustain the General Overseer in wisdom, strength, and good health. That's coming from the President of Nigeria. Also, we have a message from the governor of Benue State. I write on behalf of my family, the government, and the people, the good people of Benue State, to felicitate with you on the occasion of your birthday anniversary celebration and the special Thanksgiving service organized to appreciate God Almighty for His immense blessings and protection on you over the years. Your calling is as a minister in the Lord's vineyard is one of service, dedication, and perseverance. Your teachings and preaching, which have been a source of inspiration in fostering peace and unity within the body of Christ in Nigeria and beyond, are confirmation of this calling. I am optimistic that the occasion will provide an opportunity for reflection and covenant renewal with God Almighty to strengthen you to continue with your pursuit of winning more souls for His kingdom. As we join your family, friends, and well wishers to identify with you on this memorable event, we pray God Almighty to grant you good health, wisdom, and protection to continue to serve Him and humanity. Once again, accept my hearty felicitation, please. This is coming from the Executive Governor of Benue State, Governor Samuel Otom. Of course, the reason why we did this was because they were supposed to be here, but as a result of the COVID-19 stuff that has been ongoing, they just couldn't come for this event. That's why they sent their messages down to the Restoration Apostle. A round of applause for that, please. Without wasting time, we want to call on a saxophonist to formally open this event. All right, hold on. Sorry, presently as we speak right now, we have in our midst the speaker. The Speaker of the House, Delta State, Nigeria, who's the Chief Whip presently in the House. We're representing the governor of Delta State. Please celebrate him. We recognize your presence. And sure, would like you to step forward and speak to us. Thank you. Celebrate Right Honorable Sharif. Celebrate him.
Our spiritual father, Apostle Johnson Suleiman. Let me also recognize the clergymen that are here. I'm here with my dear colleague, Honorable Gagbata, who is the Deputy Chief of Delta State of Assembly. I bring warm greetings and felicitations from His Excellency, Sister Dr. Ifeanyi Okowa, and the good people of Delta State. He ought to be here, but he's also engaged with other state activities, and he mandated me and my dear colleagues to come here to represent him. And I will say my word because he gave me a card. I want to read the card, which is his words, before I present to you. My dear Apostle, today marks another great milestone in your life and the staff of another 365 day journey sound the song. As we celebrate today, it is my prayer that all your wishes come true and the good Lord grant you peace, love, happiness, and every other thing you need. It makes this the most happy birthday. Sign, Senator Dr. Ifeanyi Okowa, Governor of Delta State. You know, I'm a messenger, so I'm here to deliver the message to you. Here's the card. Thank you, sir.
And let us celebrate Jesus for that wonderful message from the good people of Delta State, from the governor of Delta State, Dr. Ifeanyi Okowa, represented by Right Honorable Sheriff Oborewo, the Speaker of the House, and Honorable Solomon Ibrahimata, the Deputy Chief Whip, Delta State House of Assembly. Let's celebrate Jesus for them once more. And very quickly, we're going to a bit of entertainment as the meeting progresses, and then we'll have other good messages and felicitations as they come. First on the list this morning, we'd like to have minister to us, Jude Sass. Celebrate Jesus for him.
Make a cheese to the cocoa. Make a peach added no sorrow. Everybody here know where they go. I see the creative bless you as a promo. God where they cash you money. God where they dash you picking. God know they do you corny. God where they call you lovey. Blessings you fool your body. He tested, he gave you the fountain. God where they level your mountain. One name wait for some minutes. God know they bless you. You don't mean it. His goodness and mercies are plenty. His kindness and guidance surrounding. My sorrows are night joy. Showing the morning, my brethren, you counting your blessings. His goodness and mercies are plenty. His kindness and guidance surrounding. My sorrows are night joy. Showing the morning, my brethren, you counting your blessings.
Celebrate Jesus for Jesus. On the same pedestal, in the same vein, and in the same spirit of celebrating the apostle, could you please have the ministry of Minister Bernard? Hold on, Benna. Hold on. Once again, let's celebrate Jesus for Minister Benna. And there is a good news. Benna wrote and composed this song for the apostle 5 years ago. After 5 years, that song is still relevant, and he has been able to use it to celebrate Jesus for this gift of a man. The apostle has good news for you. You are going home with $1,000 today. So Benna is going to go home with $1,000, which is in naira about 400,000 naira in the exchange rate now. Benna, congratulations. Okay, 385. I approximate it, so it's fine. Celebrate Jesus of Benna. And very quickly, let us have the comedy ministry of Mr. Comedy.
Hallelujah. Please celebrate my father. Happy birthday to you, sir. Celebrate my father. Celebrate my father. Now, I want you to celebrate the King of Kings, the I Am That I Am, the Bright and Morning Star, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher of your faith, the one who was, who is, who will still be the unchangeable changer. The Igbo people call him Anwana Bebona Pani, Wano Tuanye, Amama Masamasi, Uguana Rechwegu, Okemini Nebogwe. The Yoruba people call him Aribiti Rabata Rabata, Aribiti Obeledumare. Somebody celebrate this God. Hey, that do sit down. Now, sharply. Now, all the name where they call God from A to Z, don't finish. You don't enter 1, 2, 3. I will prove it. A, call him the Alpha and Omega. B, call him the Bread of Life. C, call him Christ, the solid rock. D, call him divine God. E, call him Emmanuel. F, call him faithful God. G, call him great God. H, call him high God. I, call him incomparable God. J, call him Jehovah Gloria. K, call him King of Kings. L, call him Lord of Lords. N, call him never changing God. M, call him mighty in battle. O, call him omnipotent, omnipresent, omnidisappear. P, call him Prince of Peace. Q, call him quality God. R, call him Redeemer. S, call him sunshine of the world. T, call him treasurable God. U, call him unique God. X, call him extraordinary God. Y, call him Yahweh Yeshua. Z, call him Zion Zion. And you think you cannot clap for this God? In that way, it. Where that guy, where they give $1,000 now? My advice for you, never change your ego, see Chris. Every smart, you know, this country, if nobody say, our father is the Lord, they pray, things for no apple. And they tell you, country will be say, even minister of finance, he go apply for loan yesterday. Not to the red. Now our father, daddy don't kill wish. Our daddy don't kill wish, so they no wish for our wish again. No. All of them go Benin. Daddy still go do crusade for Benin, still kill them. They go already. Daddy still they pass, they go crusade for Lagos. He still wind up, see them. He kill them. They escape, go Lagos. Daddy still go Lagos, go do program, they won't travel. COVID-19 day, they call the quarrel. What till we do, Apostle? Apostle, all those wishes, they don't repair to, you know how many don't break their leg? I shock. Wish way our daddy key 2009. The wish never pet. Daddy constantly stand for Agbede. When he felt give an injury, now one leg he wound. When he stand for Agbede, he break the other leg. As we call Nana, I see wish they walk out like this. Say, my brother, this man, he wicked though. Ladies and gentlemen, lastly, before I come out, when I was living in Lagos, they say, if you pick back for road, you don't blow. Now I can't find back. Ladies and gentlemen, on that bridge, I see bag. I don't know, say, na eruweri. As I see bag, are they happy? All the people, what they owe? I say, hey, how much is your money? He said, 1,500. I say, follow me. What's wrong with you? How much is your money? He said, 2,000. I say, hey, bag. Behold, children of God, when I reach out, when I see where to the bag. When I go fear, I say I don't blow. When I open back, first thing will shock me. I see flower. I see say that one no reach. When I take no say, now mad person load, I go pick. I see come. As if they are not rich, wait here for fear. As if we won. To the greatest surprise, when I know say wait here, carry not be my own. One mad woman, my other near my door. As I near say, open oh, open oh. As I near the door say, my bag oh. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. That's my time. God bless you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Comedy. Can we have in the same vein, Young Messiah?
All right, God bless you. They just give that guy $1,000. He just did like that for grant. They give you $1,000. You lie down. Are you the looking? You need that. You lie down. They will come give me $1,000. I call the lie down. Are they Chris? Why will I die? Because of $1,000. If not that, make that give me $1,000. Yeah, now I will just die. They say, if better things will come in your hand, hands will scratch you. Hands scratch my friend. Better things come in your hand. Now I turn out to prayer. Father, hand must scratch me. Before you know, hand can't scratch me. After 3 days, my hand swear. Now hospital table tell me, say, now we close. Now I hold me so. Now, this one of Omega. You know, Omega family ministry is only ministry that is concerned with home. Everything that has to do with Omega has to do with home. That is why when you are here, you feel at home. Now, let's travel to Uganda. Omega Fire Ministry Uganda is called Home of Flourish. Omega Fire Ministry Turkey is called Home of Greatness. Omega Fire Ministry Sweden is called Home of Wealth. Omega Fire Ministry Germany is called Home of Answer. Omega Fire Ministry Belgium is called Home of Victory, like Autumn Africa. Omega Family Ghana is called Home of Grace. Omega Family Kenya is called Home of Prayers. Omega Family Cambodia is called Home of Wonders. Omega Family International Headquarters, there's no place like home. Now, there's a problem when we get to Nigeria. Omega Family Ekoma is called Home of Grace. Ghana, Home of Grace. They call the fight. The two grace call the fight for Ghana. They can't tell Papa say, the two grace they fight. Oh. Now Papa say, life is not the funfare, it's a warfare. More than fight. They can't fight. They can't reach Lagos. Now Lagos can't say, here now home of wedding places. We know the fight. They can't journey because life is not a game, it's a journey. They got journey go Abuja. Now that is for worse too. Now Abuja grace. Then they say, here is home of power. More than fight. They got the fight. They can't fight with Benin. Where there is Benin, Benin not get grace. Benin can't join them. Benin can't fight. That time Papa did France. Home of settlement. When they fight. Benin can't go higher grace. They collect all the grace. Now, Papa, after today, Bindi, you are called home of champion. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, creativity at its peak. And let's now welcome the ministry of Minister Priscilla.
Happy birthday to our role model.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us again celebrate Jesus for Minister Priscilla. In the spirit of recognition of people that had come to felicitate our Father this morning, we want to recognize the presence of Anne Mosa. She is the Deputy High Commissioner for CLO to Nigeria. She's right in our midst. Let's celebrate Jesus for her. God bless you more. Welcome. And moving forward, we want to have now the ministry of MC Abino.
Hallelujah. Can we celebrate Jesus? I did not say you should clap for me. I said celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Happy birthday to you, Daddy. This is birthday. Now let me refresh your mind. How many of us can still remember when they burned Jesus? Bible says the three wise men went to visit Jesus. It didn't say women. Bible says as they were going, they followed the star. I love women so much. They are very calculative. They don't like making mistakes. How I wish it was women. They will not follow star. They will be asking questions. I bet where be the Jesus as? I bet where be the Jesus as? Bible says when the men got there, they presented gold, frankincense, and mine. Just imagine saying now women. Therefore, present feeding bottle, baby pass, relax, none. Bible said when the men presented it, they left. I like women, they know they carry last. Imagine saying now women, they'll sit down, you'll give them mineral. I have one woman living very close to me. Anytime we go to any ceremony, after eating, that woman always wants to carry food in the lilo. I said, who do you normally give this food? The woman will always tell me, I want to go and give it to my dog. I said, your dog? Any person will go. The last one, the woman found a leg of egg. Without the job finish, food full everywhere. The woman sit there and down. Mona, give me rice. Mona, give me rice. Mona, put for lilo. I said, oh, you won't give this rice again. She said, I want to go and give it to my dog. I said, no, wahala. As the woman want go peace, all the rice when everybody chop remain for the party. Now gather up and pour out for the woman lalo. As the woman come back now, she say lalo don't swell up. Now the woman provoke. Ah, I been the one my rice come in like that. I say, ah, your dog not the belle phone. So the one where people chop remain. Now gather up, pour out for your lalo so that your dog will chop very well. Now the woman provoke. No, now you for tell me first. My dog not the chop the one where people chop remain. I say, but now you go tell us who you dey give us. That's why. See, let me tell you. Bible make us to understand. I love that message. Just now say, where you are. It's as a result of what? Where you fell on. Let me tell you, never you discriminate. Bible say we are all equal before God. If there is no mechanic, if your motor spoil, you go throw away and nobody will repair them. If there is no cognizer, if your tire less, you go buy another one. That's why everybody is important. I heard that one professor was traveling recently. You know, say, get where you go reach for Delta State. You know, if you drive your motor, you will park, enter canoe. As the professor reached, the professor don't be drive again. Now, park a car, you want to enter canoe. Now, call the guy when they drive the canoe. Young man, are you the one paddling this canoe? Now, the guy said, yes, sir. You mean you've been here all your life? Now, the guy said, yes, sir. You mean you did not go to school? You may graduate? I want to say, God, I'm not going to school. Now, here they bomb me. Now, these canoe are the part of this. And the professor look on. You mean you didn't study biology? And the guy said, no. You mean you didn't study geography? And the guy said, no. Now, canoe are the part of this. Now, the professor look on. Make me quiet. How can you tell me you're not a graduate? Your life is useless. Come on, part of this canoe, let's go. The guy not quiet. I said, professor, enter. As they go, they don't paddle the canoe reach where center of river. Where river they carry people. Now the guy when they paddle the canoe turn look the professor. Professor, do you also study swimminology? Now professor say, what do you mean? I'm a professor, a graduate, an emeritus. Now I say, why they ask you now? Because here your life is used. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. My name is MC Abino. God bless you.
Once again, let us celebrate Jesus for MC Abino. Needless to say that all these talents and giftings you are seeing are all products of this grace we submit. To celebrate Jesus for Omega Fire Ministries and what God is using the apostle to do here. Very quickly, another comic performance from the one and only Prince Fiki.
I beg for now, one clap, one clap way. Celebrate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Celebrate Jesus. As I come, I then sing one song. No be my head, oh. No be my head, oh. Anything where devil they plan, no be my head, oh. Not for your head, oh. Not for your head, oh. Anything where Jesus they plan, now for your head, oh. Alright, when daddy they preach, daddy mention things like where you fall, now they determine where you did so. Actually, some comedians will come out here to say their father is poor. I'm the first comedian to say this. My father was never poor. Even before I do comedy, in no poor. The only problem is say my father greedy. Now let my father go give you school fees daytime, he go thief and for night. Some people they tell you say money is not everything. My brother is poverty everything. Una know they see that if you won't pay tithe. Sometimes I go look daddy tight. My own will be like daily contribution. I be more than clap if you now won't clap. Hallelujah. I be more than say when I pick children go good school. I beg. I go one school one day. Now I hear one teacher, they teach our children. He say, who be the governor of Edo State? Now one boy raise hand. He say, you. Now the boy raise, get up. He say, Muhammadu Buhari. They say, clap for him. They clap. He say, who is the president of Nigeria? One boy raise hand. He say, you. He say, Adams Oshomole. They say, clap for him. Hey. He say, who is the speaker of Nigeria? Another one raise hand. He say, you. Now he stand up. He say, Philip Shwaibu. They say, clap for him. Now I call the woman come outside. I say, ma, you are teaching these children rubbish. He say, listen, oh, now so they go beat in government, pay me. Thank you very much.
If you want to clap, can you please clap? Exceedingly. All right, this is a very special announcement, and then I would like us to put our hands together as I welcome to the altar our mother to do a very, very special presentation. Let us have Dr. Lizzie.
By now, everyone we should know that our father is a philanthropist and one that will always want to put smiles on the faces of people. As his custom is, this morning, Daddy, we have about 11 women here that you promise you will empower them. So we are going to call them up. Please, if you want to clap, you can do that. A father that cares so much about his children. So we have the women, some women in this place this morning. Our father wants to empower them so they can have something to support their husband with. Like I said the other time, we don't want our women in this place to become liabilities to their husband. We want them to do something. Praise God. So the first on my list is Mrs. Agidigbe Mary. Mrs. Agidigbe Mary. If you hear your name, please just quickly come out. Agbefwe Tina John. We have Mrs. Rebecca Mabel. Mrs. Rebecca Mabel. Mercy Ehikele. Mrs. Mercy Ehikele. Mrs. Ikameta Juliet, come this way. Mrs. Ikameta Juliet. Mrs. Monday Favor Ikpeya. Mrs. Monday Favor Ikpeya. Ngam Charity. Mrs. Ngam Charity. Mrs. Adenike Adebayo. Mrs. Adenike Adebayo. Mrs. Agnes Osilama. Mrs. Agnes Osilama. Mrs. Patient Kadiri. Mrs. Patient Kadiri. Mrs. Awau Alfred. Mrs. Awau Alfred. Daddy, thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Please respond. Praise the Lord. In the past, when we do our birthday service like this, we give out cars. And after 1 month, those that receive the car, they sell the cars. So I discovered that we are running at a loss. Because we give out cars, we buy them millions,
There was somebody who bought a car of 4.9 million for, he sold it for 250,000. So it only means that you are not qualified for it. Anyway, I'm giving out 3 cars this morning. I stopped doing that already before, but I'm doing that. I have a Jeep for Pastor David Yadmin. What is it? Where is Pastor David or the wife? Where is David or the wife? Okay. I have a car for Pastor Flourish. I have a car for Pastor Frank, the auditor. Thank you, everybody. God bless you. You don't want? Take it from me.
Let's not take with levity these kind gestures of the apostle. Please celebrate Jesus for this wonderful act. All right, moving forward. And in no distant time, we'll be done with these events. Next to bless us this morning is a voice in gospel music, a talent and a gift. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Chris Morgan.
For this honor and privilege. And this is the story of your life, where he brought us from, where he brought you from. We are aware and we are grateful to God. One more time, can we go? Osawese, 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 Osawese. One more time, Osawese, Osawese, Osawese. Lord, we thank you, Osawese, Osawese. I remember where you brought me from. I remember used to be. I remember where you brought me from. I remember Osawese, Osawese. Can we join forces and celebrate Jesus? Osawese, 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 Osawese. On your behalf, Daddy. Thank you so much for your love for across the globe. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Osawese, Osawese. One more time. Osawese, Osawese, Osawese.
Thank you so much. Once again, celebrate Jesus or Dr. Chris Morgan. And so very quickly, on the same pedestal, let us have the ministry of Ima Onis. Celebrate Jesus or Ima Onis.
You carry me
When some carry their God, you feed me, Lord.
Omega fire, come on.
When some Ashatalaba, you fought for me. Let me hear you. You fought for me. Okamwo, where's some fire? Let me hear you say, Jesus, Jesus. Come on now. You know they use me play.
Come on now.
You know they use me play. Apostle, happy birthday. Come on. Apostle, call you life giver. Omega fire, call you life changer. Come on now.
Jehovah.
What do you say? They come in. Is our destiny helper? Hey, is our mountain mover? We call you Jehovah. You are. Come on, come on. What make I call you love giver? Apostle, call you love changer. Jehovah. The covenant keeper. In the midst of coronavirus, Jesus will carry us all. When some carry their small smugglers. Now you defeat us, oh God. Let me hear you. When some defeat their God at the junctions. Now you defeat our battles. Even when the government is confused. Let me hear you make a fire say, Jesus, Jesus, oh, come on. Come on, celebrate our Papa. Thank you, Jesus.
Celebrate Jesus for Ima Oni. And so, another guest minister in the house, a son of this ministry. Of course, our son of this ministry. Celebrate Jesus for Sam and Saul.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. This your hallelujah has kwasho in it. I said somebody shout hallelujah. This your hallelujah has malaria. I said somebody shout hallelujah. This your hallelujah has pneumonia in it. I said somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Today is a wonderful day, and we are so grateful to God Almighty for this special day. I want to appreciate our father, my father, your father. Help me appreciate Apostle Professor Johnson Suleiman. Many of you did not know that yesterday, Daddy launched an outfit. A professional outfit. If you look at Daddy, he's looking very, very handsomely beautiful. Camera, can you zoom on my Daddy so that they will see him? AJS. They are the best clothing line in town now. And yesterday, Daddy unveiled some models. Reverend Kinsley is a model in AJS. Reverend Fidelis is a model. And also, there's another model in this clothing line. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make welcome Model Sam. and walk like a model, walk like a professional model. Stan, what is the name of this your outfit? What's this outfit called? This your outfit.
It's a new. It's exclusive.
Sam, you are putting on AJS exclusive.
I want to take a photograph with my colleagues. No, I mean my modeling colleagues. Daddy, you know you are a man of authority. I want to snap with my colleagues.
This wonderful afternoon has a exclusive model this afternoon. I'm here to sell something. We gather here from the angle of a model. I am here to sell one thing. My God, Sam, I have a word this afternoon. Who shall I send and who will go for us? Who shall I send and who will go for us?
No, now.
Sam, I said, who shall I send and who will go for us?
You not go to send anybody. Nobody be your mate here.
No, Sam, I'm serious about this. Who shall I send and who will go for us?
Oh, yeah. Send me now.
I should send you.
But you go give me transport.
Don't worry. Let me see if I have something for you. Sam, take. Go and tell Ahab Elijah is here.
With how much?
Sam, go and tell Ahab Elijah is here.
Elijah, who I know, no go fee give me 200 naira transport. You know where Ahab dey? For Jerusalem. 200 no go fee carry me go Benin.
Sam, go and tell Ahab Elijah is here.
The man Elijah, he's the same maker. You know, so we get our own Elijah of our time. If apostle tell me to go now, I go go.
Why?
And I'm the Elijah of our time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you.
And that is a strong one. Celebrate Jesus for Psalm and Song.
We didn't want to add this on the item in the program so you will not understand. This is a surprise, birthday song from me, your kids, to you. Happy birthday, Oni. Thank you, Jesus.
You to conquer. So much passion for his kingdom. God, we keep smiling on you. Increase on every side. Hey, my endless prayer. You are one in a million. A blessing for life. You on this special day.
Happy
birthday. Pray for you and your love of God. We never end. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
In the face of the celebrant, that how did they plan this without my notice? Thank you so much. Let's celebrate also Dr. Lizzie Johnson Suleiman and the triumphant sisters. Of course, the triumphant brother is also there in the picture. All right, before we move on to the last lap of our engagement this morning, yesterday we did have some sporting activities, right, in the football pitch, and then we had two new versus football matches. One, of course, with OFM pastors and the Sons of the Prophet network pastors, as well as a novelty football match that is now called the Apostle Suleiman's Cup that was played yesterday. Highlights of that match and all the intrigues that happened will be displayed on your screen right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senior pastor displaying artistic skills and mercurial abilities on the pitch of play. It means that very soon, maybe some of our players or pastors will be playing for the Super Eagles. I don't know. Then the good news about yesterday's victory is that there is now a football club known as OFM FC. Celebrate Jesus for that. So very soon, Champions League is calling us. Now we'll go straight to good messages for this morning. And we have a short list. To begin these good messages, I want us to invite to the microphone the African coordinator of the Sons of the Prophet Network. SOP, as they are called, is the umbrella body of all mentees, pastors, general overseers of ministry, submitting to the grace of our father, Apostle James Suleiman. And this network is in several nations around the world, and by God's grace, we're very well active and doing what the Father does in values and in principles. Celebrate Jesus for African coordinator of SOP, Reverend Chibueze Amadi. Celebrate Jesus for him once more.
Daddy, on behalf of the Sons of the Prophet, I want to say happy birthday to you. We can't say so much, but like the songwriter wrote, we love the way you father us. That is, some of us here didn't have a direction for ministry. But from the first day we connected to this grace, sometimes I joke with them and I said, though we are adopted, but we are now legal children of Apostle Johnson Suleiman. You and mommy have shown us the way. Some of us, our marriages are strengthened, our ministries are intact. Not only that, we have focus. We have focus. That, let me say this, there are some of the sons of the prophet who tells me that even if they wanted to backslide, that because of your investment, your personality investment in our life, they cannot fail. We are here today, joining the whole world. A lot of them didn't come, some sons in Germany, Italy, but they all sent their goodwill, everything. And whatever we are presenting here is on behalf of all the sons of the prophet. The bag over there is a souvenir. And what we also have here is a seat. Daddy, we love you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Once again, celebrate Jesus for the delegate or representative of the SOP. God bless you. Thank you. In the same vein and in the spirit of good messages, I would like at this juncture to welcome privilegedly to the microphone
the OFM pastors worldwide, Omega Fire Ministries pastors worldwide, and of course this good message will be read on behalf of them by one of our very own senior pastors. Celebrate Jesus and give the microphone to Reverend Fidelis Ayemoba.
Praise the Lord. On behalf of our pastoral leadership, the EC and others, I want to specially say, words are not enough to express who you are, like you've done again. We all know that you are somebody who have brought us in, showed us the way, watched us in the way, correct us on the way, gave us a stage, tutored us on how to stay on the stage, and how to maximize the stage, correct us when we make errors on the stage, and you are excited when we get the profitings of the stage. We want to specially say we love you, we cherish you and mommy, for what you are doing, as it were, that you have invested your life, your resources. I can say categorically on behalf of all of us, the Omega pastors, how you invest your resources. You've never seen us hungry. I joked with one of our pastors. I said, sometimes we say we bring seed, but most times what we live with when we are leaving you is bigger than what we brought for you. So automatically you even empowered us with the seed. No wonder the Bible says it gives seed to the sower. You have always helped us have seed to sow. And we want to specially say we love you, we cherish you, we celebrate you. There's nothing else I can say on behalf of my senior men, Reverend Kingsley, Reverend John, and the entire pastorate, that Daddy and Mommy, we love you. We believe in you. We're standing with you. We may not have a voice to say it, but we are ready to die for this cause. And thank you. We love you. We want to say happy, happy birthday. And at this point, I want to say, your strength is unparalleled. I expect our generation, when a man is generous, let's not meek him to death. He's been preaching since on Monday and he's relatively tired. He's been doing a lot of generosity, a lot of blessings of life. I believe that at the end of this birthday, every one of us should be wise enough to leave you alone, to just go and rest, so that you refresh. We love you. Happy birthday, Daddy. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I hope that last message hit home. We should honor that. We are receiving very many names of people that want to share good messages. But like we did say earlier, in sensitivity to the times, we will not be able to call everyone. But we do recognize your coming and your love for this great ministry. God bless you in Jesus' name. Of course, one person that must be allowed to share his good message to his son, biologically, is our very own Big Daddy. Ladies and gentlemen, you know who I'm referring to. The biological father to our father, Big Daddy, Eda Imodu Sule. Celebrate Jesus for him.
Apostle, let me say a very big thank you to you. I happen to be the first beneficiary of your prophecy. And unknown to many people, you started what you are doing today right from your mother's womb. Some time ago, I ran into two professor friends. They were describing Omega as the fastest growing church in Nigeria. And I told them the secret behind it. I said, right from inception, God Almighty has a hand in Omega ministry. That is why you see the background color of Omega is blue. And what is the color of the sky? It's blue. So, Apostle, I want to once again thank you for successfully putting the name of Auchi in capital letter in map of the world.
It behoves me as your biological father to say amen, amen, amen to you. So, Apostle, you have just started. The sky is your limit. And God Almighty will take you there. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, does he deserve a better round of applause? Please let's give it to him. Such a man, such humility, such simplicity. God bless you, Big Daddy. And so right now, very qualifiably, the person that is going to come up and share a good message deserves to be given this time. Could you please celebrate Jesus as we give the microphone to the First Lady Omega Fire Ministries International, the Enibuku, the pride of all First Ladies, the pastor of pastors, the epitome of beauty, the avalanche of
Hallelujah. Time. Hallelujah. Please, all I just need you to do for me, let's be on our feet and just sing this happy birthday song to Papa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. One more time, let's take it together. Happy birthday to you. Daddy, on behalf of your children, we want to say we love you. Happy birthday. God continue to increase you, strengthen you, empower you on a daily basis in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Once again, celebrate Jesus for Dr. Lizzie Johnson Suleiman, First Lady Omega Fire Ministries Worldwide. And it's about time for the cutting of cake. Would you allow me to beg at this junction that will not permit the use of phones or other mobile devices to take in pictures? Our photographers will lead us to taking pictures and we'll share them on our social media platforms. If you deserve to see these pictures, please go ahead and follow Celebration TV or We Love Apostle Johnson Suleiman. By the way, now we want to lead the celebrant to the platform to cut in his cutting the birthday cake. And so permit me to give the microphone to representative of Mom Afrique and Finatosh from PH.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Now we are standing here to celebrate our Father, our restoration apostle, giving heart to people. Can you stand up as we cut this cake? Blue, we all know what it stands for. Love. We are going to spell Jesus. That's all we need. So somebody will be giving me a J, an E, S, and a U.
Jesus. Alright, there is another photograph. We'll be expecting Big Daddy to join us. With that, Big Daddy, we are expecting you, celebrant and his lovely immediate family will be taking. After that, Big Daddy will be joining. Also, our senior pastors in the order, all our male pastors, all our female pastors, representative of Sons of the Prophet Network International. Quickly. please, photographers, no matter what we do, let's ensure that Papa and Mama alone is in view. Papa and Mama alone, please. Papa and Mama alone. Please allow me to lead this procession. Reverend Kisi Agbe will be joining in now. Reverend Kisi Agbe. After which, Reverend Fidelis Ayimoba will join. After now, all are male pastors, please. All male pastors only.
Male pastors only, please.
Male pastors only. After now, we have the female pastors. Back with Papa, please. Yes, please. Reverend Kisney and Reverend Fidelis, please, alone. Please, Reverend Kisney and Reverend Fidelis. And someone will be here to receive the gift on behalf of the celebrant. If you have gifts, please, you can bring them here now. Also, listen to this announcement very carefully.
Please, for the refreshment, there is an order, an invitation card.
the winner, and it's as follows.
Winner?
No, last. Winner is last.
Okay. Best coach for the competition from Uzuari. Best coach, please, wherever you are, move forward to take your prize. Best coach. Uzuari coach, Uzuari FC coach, best coach. Then moving on, best behaved team, Auchi. Best behaved team, Auchi. For fair play and discipline, Auchi, the best behaved team. The Golden Boot Award goes to Nerus. For coach, okay, best coach. The Golden Boot Award goes to Nerus Uzare. Nerus from Uzare will be given the Golden Boot Award, having scored more goals than any other player in the competition. The best goalkeeper, OC from South Ibe. OC from South Ibe, the best goalkeeper of the competition. And then the please, best coach, best coach, please come back. There is a little mix up for the best coach. The coach that received the best coach award prize, could you please come back? Call on the runners-up and the winner for the novelty competition. The pastors and the SOP match, the winner is the pastors. So, representative of the pastors.
OFM pastors.
Okay, just to declare that. For the Apostleman's Cup, the runners-up prize goes to OFMFC. OFMFC. Please, the captain, the coach, or the rep of the team should come and get the prize right about now before we call on the winner. Please. The winner of the competition, South Ibe. The third place team, before we call on the competition, please, you call the winner, is Auchi team. Auchi team. Third place, that's the second runner up, please. Then, the winner, please, South Ibe, come and get your prize. South Ibe. Having won the competition overall, your prize is ready. Could you please be faster? Uzare team came second. Second place team Uzare, please come and get your prize. Also quickly, there is a young child here, his name is Emmanuel. Please, wherever you are, the mother of Emmanuel.
Okay. Amen. Want to appreciate everyone here, all of those who have come from far. His Highness, the King of Olomoro, God bless you from coming. All our brothers from Nollywood, Eric, Wariboko, God bless you all. Akbororo. Akbologlo. Akbololo. Let me not expose him. So that, no, I don't want to expose him. Because if I expose him, they will beat him before he leave here. All the things he says on media. He's a truthful person and is one of the most truthful people in Edo State. Amen. Please, we would on Friday, our fire night is going to take a different shape because of the instructions. Because of the instructions, we are trying to follow what the government is saying. Many places, they have shut down service. They don't even meet in many places. But in those states, we still meet. We have services. So, but wisdom demands that we show solidarity to people around the world who are going through this. I was telling somebody, I almost wanted to cancel the fire night. Almost wanted to cancel. Not because of it, not fear, nothing, no harm shall come near us. But wisdom is very important. So in case you are coming on the fire night and you see they are screening you seriously, it's because it's an instruction from government. And we need for them to respect ministers and call us and say, see what we think should be done. And we give them our counsel too. So you have to respect that very well. And you are going to be seeing a little spacing in the city. There's going to be serious spacing during the fire night. We are not suspecting you. You don't have any problem. But let the government see it and know that we support what they are saying. Are you for what I'm saying? Yes, because so that when the governor or the president, whatever, watches it, that's why they couldn't come. Good luck, Jonathan had already finished everything. But they were all instructed that no government official at this point should go to any function. Yes, for the speaker to even come here, it was a major sacrifice. So we need to now, if they honor the church, we should honor them like that. Amen. Many of us know, I've said a lot of things about the present leadership. For them to wish me birthday, I'm shocked. I'm surprised. Amen. Amen. But that also shows that government and church have no quarrel. We are free to have issues. That I tell you that this thing you did is wrong does not mean I should hate you. We can disagree on issues and relate as friends. That is maturity. Amen. That's maturity. And that's why sometimes when I speak, people see me saying, I tell people, don't insult the president. Don't insult the president. Because he's old enough to be my father. You should not be insulting him. But when it comes to issues that are wrong, we can address it. So there will be lots of spacing. And also in Jehovah the Doctor, we are going to have a wonderful fire night, though very brief. We are going to work with wisdom. If they tell you to, they want to sanitize your hand, which should even be a normal hygiene. It's so bad that COVID-19 has to come to now teach people how to wash their hands. It's a normal hygiene. So when you see a roll now that has like 12 people, fire night might be just be 4 people or 5 people. But it's because we are trying to let them know we are not rebellious. We are not stupid people who just walk with faith without action. Amen. Like I said, this nonsense will go the way it came. And I also said, and I repeated it, I will repeat it again. Coronavirus is not as bad as it's been painted. It's not a good thing. No sickness is good. It's all bad. But don't let the fear, many people who are dying, it's the fear of it that's killing them. Don't be afraid. It's not your portion. In Jesus' name. For those who have been diagnosed, the Lord will heal them. In Jesus' name. Later today. I'll send a message across. Because all the house fellowship leaders, be in your house fellowship because I can send somebody there. House fellowship leaders, be in your house. Make sure you don't joke with it. We are going to have a task force that will be monitoring house fellowships. All who are inviting guests, the Lord bless you. Choir, thank you very much. The Lord bless you. Media, technical, God bless you. Protocol, every department who have been very effective, the Lord bless you. All the ordained ministers, the Lord bless you. In Jesus' mighty name. I said in Jesus' mighty name. Let's just lift the hands and just take this worship song 1 minute. When peace like a river attended my way, when trouble like seas billows rule, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say,
is well. It is well with my soul. When peace like a river attended my way, when trouble like sea billows roll, what am I, Lord, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. Whole armor of God. Put on you the breastplate of righteousness. I put on you the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You will win this fight. You overcome this battle. The God of the mountain is still the God of the valley. May He prove Himself in your life. You are heavily protected, audaciously defended. It is well with you. In Jesus' name. My head is a good head. My life is a good one. Angels shall fight for me. Greatness on my side. No matter what the matter is, God bless you. Bye.